That was never our intention, Senator, I assure you.
I know, said Organa. But you're up there regardless. You're the Jedi, Master Kenobi. Larger than life and twice as hard to kill.
Still, the more systems the Separatists entice or strong-arm to their side, the more suffering and fear the Republic experiences. The closer the Separatists creep to the core, and the longer it takes the Jedi to end this conflict, the harder your pedestal is going to rock, especially if it's perceived that you're not suffering like everyone else.
Not suffering, Senator? He said incredulous. After Geonosis? After the engagements we've fought already? And losing the Fallen Battle Group? Must the Jedi Temple itself fall before it can be agreed that the Jedi are also paying a price for this war we did not start?
Of course not, said Organa. I'm talking about perception, not reality, the bedrock of politics. I think you'll grant it's one of my areas of expertise.
The least honorable of them all, Obi-Wan nodded.
I concede your point.
And I wish you didn't have to, Organa replied.
Master Kenobi, the Jedi have been the Republic's peacekeepers for generations. Citizens are used to you solving their local problems, their community disputes, but we both know that what we're facing is far more complicated. And I promise, when things get really bad, you will be blamed.
Curd and vegetable stew forgotten, Obi-Wan stared in silence at the senator from Alderaan.
I'm sorry, said Organa, turning away. You don't have to say it. I'm just a politician. It's none of my business.
Just a politician? No, far from it. Now it was clear why Padme liked and trusted this princeling from Alderaan. He was unexpected.
The Jedi aren't blind, Senator, he said at last. We're perfectly aware that our elevation in the public eye is problematic. We opposed it vigorously. We continue to oppose it. We are, as you say, peacekeepers, not celebrities. The Supreme Chancellor should reconsider his tactics. We feel very strongly there is a chance they could end up doing us more harm than good.
Surprised, Organa turned back. Then he pulled a face.
Palpatine means well. His problem is he's not enough of a politician. He never has been. He's just a kindly provincial senator who blundered into high office by chance. If the Trade Federation hadn't invaded Naboo, if Valorum hadn't lost his grip, someone else would be Supreme Chancellor now. He doesn't see the pitfalls of what he's doing. He genuinely believes it's all for the best.
Obi-Wan reached for his meal pack and took refuge from troubling thought in food.
Perhaps it will be, he said, forking up his first mouthful.